USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is spending millions on hotel rooms as it struggles to deal with the influx of migrants illegally crossing into the U.S. Axios reporting that the administration has signed an $86 million contract with hotels in Texas and Arizona to house about 1,200 migrants. On Sunday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas blamed the Trump administration for the surge of asylum-seeking unaccompanied minors, saying they dismantled the system for asylum claims. But Senator Shelley Moore Capito says the majority of Americans don't care about blame. The West Virginia Republican tells Fox News that migrants keep coming because they believe they'll be able to get into the country.
I think they want this situation to get under control. It is not under control. The word is out in the Northern Triangle countries that you're going to be able to get in and stay and sent into the interior of our country if you make it to the border. We're having children crossing long crossings with, who knows, traffickers where families are paying thousands of dollars.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Federal prosecutors have charged another 24 people in an ongoing voter fraud investigation.
Among those arrested include two from Mexico who were accused of illegally voting in the 2016 presidential election. In a list of defendants obtained by the Epoch Times, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina identifies both as aliens. A slew of other defendants from 15 countries were charged with falsely claiming citizenship in order to register to vote. Officials say some also engaged in naturalization fraud and misuse of visas, permits, and other documents relating to voter registration. They face jail time and fines of up to $350,000 if convicted. The charges date back to the fall of 2019, though the cases were just unsealed. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the upsets continue in the second round of the NCAA tournament. 15-seeded Oral Roberts' Cinderella run in the tournament will continue as the Golden Eagles downed 7-seeded Florida 81-78, becoming just the second 15-seed in tournament history to advance to the Sweet 16. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Some Senate Democrats say the next big legislative push from the Biden administration should be a large infrastructure package, but some Republicans are already wary of any possible legislation. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton told Fox News that he believes any infrastructure bill will be an excuse to push through more unrelated measures.
We have infrastructure needs in Arkansas like every state does, but I suspect, based on what I've heard from my Democratic friends in the Senate, that this bill is not going to be geared towards those needs. It's going to be geared towards big tax increases and implementing something like the Green New Deal.
Representative David Price disagrees. The North Carolina Democrat tells Fox News that he believes there will be a serious attempt at investing in the country's infrastructure.
It's true. Both sides have been talking infrastructure for a long time, and I choose to see the positive side of that. Let's assume everybody means it, that they understand that even without the pandemic, we would be needing to big time invest in this country's transportation, in this country's broadband, in our housing needs. Mm-hmm. By transportation, I mean all modes of transportation. And it's just way, way, way overdue. And as we speak, talks are going on as to what this should look like, what the dimensions of it should be. I'm the transportation and housing chairman. Yes. On the appropriations side in the House, and we have moved pretty far along toward figuring out what this should look like.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.